Yankee Clipper, Houston, how do you read?
Loud and clear, we're standing by. Mary, come on, sir.
Roger Clipper, reading you the same.
Hey, let's go here, sir.
Roger, Dick. Clipper, Houston, your state vectors are all good, so there'll be no uplink to you this time. Your map update pad is scratched, and I've got a landmark tracking pad if you're ready to copy.
Roger, do you want us to do this one, or can we skip it?
Stand by. Roger, Dick, we're talking about it. Clipper, Houston, the data is only in the event you want to try to watch liftoff.
Yeah, I know that. I don't think I can see it, Jerry, so let's skip it. The sun angle is too high.
Okay, Dick.
Apollo Control, Houston. You heard that exchange between Dick Gordon and Capsule Communicator Jerry Carr. What the discussion evolved about, Dick Gordon aboard the Yankee Clipper had the option of tracking Intrepid with his sextant on liftoff. As you heard, he indicated that the sun angle appeared too high to acquire a sighting, so that will probably be deleted from the actual flight plan. We're at 141 hours, 21 minutes into the flight, 42 and a half minutes away from time of ignition, and this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Intrepid, Houston, your gravity angle difference looks good, and there'll be no uplinks to you this time.
Very good, very good.
Yankee Clipper, Houston.
My hand.
Roger, Dick, here's the comm plan. About the time when you get VHF communications established with Intrepid, we're going to dump the MISFIN relay. If for some reason you lose it and you want to hear the Intrepid liftoff, let us know and we can reconfigure in about 20 seconds. But we would prefer to leave the relay out as long as you've got VHF.
Roger, that'll be fine. Thank you. This place is fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
Roger.
That was Al Bean aboard Intrepid. We're at 141 hours at 23 minutes now into the flight.